ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
And a great swarm of jumpers here from Mountain Home for Fayetteville. It is Sasha Goforth. The ball is up in the air. The tip is won by the Lady Bombers. They'll be moving right to left in this first half. Here's Martin into the front court. Fayetteville starting off in a man-to-man defense. Martin with the top, throws over to Yates. Now to Foreman, who has at the top. Over to Martin on the right side. She gives it to, tries to give it to Leah Jackson. Has trouble handling it, but she finally gets the pass. Now she picks up her dribble, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now throws up top to Foreman. Over on the right side to Gilbert. And Mountain Home will reset the offense. Gilbert dribbling between the circles. Over toward the right side. Now throws over to the left to Jackson. Down to Foreman on the low block. She turns around. Now tries to give it to Gilbert. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Fayetteville. And Mountain Home will inbound it on the far sideline as we are 42 seconds into this first game of the season for Mountain Home. Gilbert will trigger the inbound pass, gets it into Martin. Martin has it on the right wing. Now throws to Jackson near the corner. Thought about the three. Now dribbles to the wing. Loses the handle of the ball. Ball is knocked around. Finally picked up by Jackson. Throws down to Foreman in the paint. She puts up the turnaround jumper off the glass and in. And Mountain Home strikes first. And a great Foreman with her first 2 points. 2-0 Mountain Home leading as we are a little over a minute into this contest. Ball goes over at the top. Now over to the left side to Goforth. She's throwing down into the lane. Going in for the layup. Fouled on the way up. So she'll head to the free throw line for a pair. 6:52 left in this first quarter. That foul's on Kate Gilbert. Her first personal foul. Team foul number one against Mountain Home. So Sasha Goforth trying to put Fayetteville on the board for the first time tonight. She does with the first free throw. And she can tie it up with this shot. Second shot for Goforth is up and in. She gets both. And we are tied up at two. Inbound pass will go to Jackson. She'll give it back to Martin, who will bring it into the front court. Half-court man-to-man defense for Fayetteville. Martin across the timeline, dribbles to the left side. Now goes back up top, throws over to Jackson on the right. She immediately puts up the three. A lot of arch on it. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Foreman. It will be Fayetteville's basketball with 6:35 left in this opening period. Here is Bridges into the front court for Fayetteville. Throws it to Seda over on the right, on the up at the top it is. Left side goes to Beck. Beck now dribbles up to the top. She's going down into lane for the layup. Her basket will not go, but now she draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line to give Fayetteville its first lead of the night. Leah Jackson picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Bombers. 6:20 left in this first quarter. As it will be Kariah Beck at the free throw line. First shot up, no good. One more chance to give Fayetteville the lead for the first time. Second shot for Beck is up and good. She gets one for two, her first point, and it's now a 3-2 Fayetteville lead. Gilbert takes the inbound pass. Now Fayetteville's going with the zone press. She'll throw it to Martin. Martin goes near the timeline, gives it to Gilbert. Now ball goes into the front court. Over to Jackson on the right side. She's going to put up another three. This one will go. Leah Jackson with her first 3 points of the night. Mountain Home back on top, 5-3 with a little over 6 minutes left. Back the other way, going into the lane for the layup is Claudia Bridges, and she gets it to go. Claudia Bridges with her first 2 points of the night. We're tied at five with less than 6 minutes left in this first quarter. And Martin Drake in the press going in across the timeline. Dribbles to the right side. Loses the handle of the ball. Now gets it back. Now he finds Gilbert there on the right wing. Now she'll dribble up a little closer to the top and set up the offense. Now Jackson has it near the top. Gives it there to Foreman. Finds Martin. Martin will dribble between the circles. Finds Foreman cutting into the lane. Going in for the layup. Off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with 4 points. 7-5. Mountain Home back on top. Back the way, immediately going up for the three-pointer was Caroline Laws, who will not go. Rebounds chased down by Seda. She saved it right to the hands of Martin, who's quickly back the other way, going in for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. 5:12 left to play in this first quarter. Mountain Home looking to extend their lead even further. Claudie Bridges picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Bulldogs. So Emma Martin at the free throw line looking for her first points tonight with 5:12 left in this first quarter. First shot is up. Good. Emma Martin, who just actually one week ago today signed her national letter of intent to join Pittsburgh State University up in Kansas to play basketball. Martin's second shot is up and in. She gets both. 9-5. Mountain Home with a two-possession lead. Back quickly comes Claudia Bridges going in for lane for the layup, and it goes in. Bridges with 4 points on the night. 5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. 9-7, Mountain Home leading it. Here's Gilbert quickly back the way, throwing it to Foreman. And now she finds Yates on the low block, giving it to Jackson in the right corner. Her three-pointer is up, no good. And the rebound's tipped around. Ball still loose. Finally controlled by Jackson. She goes back up with it. Her shot is blocked, but she draws contact too. And she'll head to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Coriah Beck picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two, against the Lady Purple Dogs. Leah Jackson at the free throw line for the first time this evening. She already has 3 points. 4:45 left in the first quarter. First free throw is up and in. And she can make it a two-possession game. She gets this next one. Second shot for Jackson is up. Good. 5 points on the night for Leah Jackson. She's Mountain Home's top scorer so far. 11-7, Lady Bombers leading it. Here is Bridges back the other way. Drills it at the top. Ball goes down into the lane. Going in for the layup was Ariana Seda. Off the glass and in. Seda, her first 2 points of the night. 11-9, Mountain Home leading it. 4:24 left in the first quarter. Here's Foreman with the ball up the top. Gives it to Martin on the right side. Down to Gilbert near the corner. Finds Yates at the elbow. She drills down towards the lane. Kicks it back out to Martin on the wing. Tries to throw it back to Yates. Has the ball knocked away, but she's able to chase it back down. Here's Martin with it up at the top. Over to Jackson on the left side. Now Jackson drills toward the top. Gives it there to Yates. Yates dribbles towards the low block. Going into the lane for the layup off the glass. Rolls around. Will not go. Ball is knocked around. Finally, rebounds controlled by Kariah Beck. Back comes Fayetteville. Beck into the front court, dribbling down into the lane, going up for the layup. Will not go. Rebound controlled by Yates, and back comes Mountain Home. Martin into the front court, has the ball on the right wing. Tries to give it to Foreman. Pass was a little wide of her. Ball is chased down by Jackson. Mountain Home will keep possession. Ball goes up top to Martin with a little over 3.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Mountain Home leading by two. Yates has it on their right side. Now gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles up to the top. Gilbert now drove toward the right side. Gilbert goes, finds Yates at the top, near out front, gives it a rough pass to Foreman. She gets it for the easy layup, good. Anna Grace Foreman with 6 points. Mountain Home lead back to 4 points, 13-9 our score. 3:05 left in the first quarter. Here is Bridges quickly back the other way, going in for the layup, will not go. Ball's knocked around, controlled by Seda, and now she will be called for the dribble, and Fayetteville commits her first turnover of the night. Emily Payne checking out for the first time tonight, replacing Leah Jackson. Payne, a 5'6 junior. And Emmy Bailey checked in for Fayetteville, as did Sydney Kincaid. Bailey, a 5'6 senior. Kincaid, a 5'10 senior. Martin into the front court. Gives to Foreman on left wing. Now gives it back there to Martin. A lob pass to Foreman. It's knocked around, but Foreman finally gets it. Now, her pass to Gilbert was knocked away. Payne has it up the top, though. Now gives it to Yates on the right side. Up top to Gilbert. Gilbert going down into lane. Going up for the layup. No good, but draws contact. And will head to the charity stripe with 2:33. No, they're going to call down the floor. Hey. I'm surprised by that. That call down Sasha Goforth, her first personal foul, team foul number three. Looked like she was in the act of shooting. I was kind of surprised by that. It will be Mount Tom's basketball, though, on the baseline. Gilbert will inbound it to Payne, who immediately puts up the three on the left side. Good! Emily Payne with her first 3 points. That is a three-possession lead, and Vic Grimmer has seen enough. He wants a timeout. We'll break with 2:26 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home leading Fayetteville 16-9. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, for most part, a good, great start for Mountain Home. The only their only Achilles heel right now is giving up some of the layups that they have to Fayetteville on the defensive end. But they have a three-possession lead on Fayetteville, 16-9. With less than 2.5 minutes left. Here is Krybeck back the other way going into the lane. Now picks up a dribble, throws it to Goforth on the right wing. Goforth going down it towards the free throw line, pulls up for the jumper, good. Sasha Goforth with her first field goal of the night. She has 4 points. 16-11, Mountain Home leading Fayetteville. A little over 2 minutes left in this first quarter. Here's Gilbert into the front court, dribbles up to the top. Now gives it to Payne. Now up top to Foreman. Over on the left side to Martin. Martin dribbles up between the circles. Now over to Gilbert on the left side. Cross court to Payne in the right corner. She's going to try another three. Good! Emily Payne with 6 points quickly. 19-11, Mountain Home leading it. 1:40 left in the first quarter. Here is Lyles going in towards lane. Now kicks out to Bailey, who's going in for the layup. No good. Mountain Home with another rebound. Here is Emma Martin. Ooh, she catches a very dangerous pass. That could have easily been a turnover in the backcourt. But Martin's able to secure it for Mountain Home. Martin dribbles toward the right side. Now goes back up to the top. Picks up a drill, gives it to Payne on the left. Over to Gilbert, who has it near the corner. Now Gilbert's going into lane, going up for the layup. No good. Offensive rebound for Foreman. She puts it back up off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with 8 points. 21-11, Mountain Home with a double-digit lead. Here is Bailey going towards the lane. Now goes back out to the left wing. Dribbles up to the top. Now gives it there to Lyles. Lyles drills near the free throw line. That's her pocket pick by Emma Martin, who's quickly back the other way for the easy layup off the glass and in. And what Fayetteville wants another timeout. Emma Martin with 4 points. We'll break with 47.1 seconds left of this opening period. Mountain Home leading Fayetteville 23-11. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost, and systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Wow, Mountain Home is off to a very good start against a very good Fayetteville team. You know, this is a team that lead is safe against these girls, but right now you got to be happy with the start. 23-11, Mountain Home with a double-digit lead on the Lady Purple Dogs with 47.1 seconds left in this opening period. Bridges will walk the ball into the front court for Fayetteville. Mountain Home looks like in a 2-3 zone right now. Now Bridges going down towards lane, kicks out to Lauren Lindsay, who checked in during the timeout. Now Goforth has it, dribbles into the lane, pulls up for the jumper, no good. Rebound for Kate Gilbert, and back comes Mountain Home, and looks like the Lady Bombers are going to hold for the last shot of the period. Gilbert with the ball up near the top.
Exchange.
Trying to get some distance between her and her defender to avoid a 5-second count. Now throws over to Martin on their left side. 15 seconds left. Martin will throw it over to Payne on the right. Now Payne's being double-teamed. Now drills to the corner, finds Foreman on the right side. Gives up top to Martin. 6 seconds left. Martin will drill to the right side. 4 seconds. Martin, they're going to have to get a shot off soon. Here's Payne with it up at the top. She's going to put up the three at the buzzer. Will not go. But you've got to be happy with the start Mountain Home has in these first 8 minutes. We played one quarter. Our score, Mountain Home leading Fayetteville 23-11. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one...
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost, and systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.